Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners.
The following is an experience-sharing article entitled "Master is Holding My Hand on My Cultivation Path" by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on February 14, 2024. I would like to share some recent incidents that illustrate the greatness of Dafa. Part 1. Cultivation is about cultivating oneself. In May of last year, my two elder brothers and my younger sister came with their spouses to my house for a family reunion, which made me very happy. My brothers and their wives were all members of the Chinese Communist Party, CCP. I often told them the truth about Falun Dafa and the persecution in the past, and only my sister-in-law agreed to quit the CCP's organizations. The others didn't. This time, I thought it would be a good opportunity to share with them Master's new article, How Humankind Came to Be. I asked my second sister-in-law to read it. However, my eldest brother immediately said something disrespectful about Master and kept doing so despite my sister-in-law trying to stop him. I was very upset and wanted to speak up, but upon seeing everybody becoming quiet because of my brother's behavior, I had to give up the idea. A week later, there was an explosion caused by a gas leak at my eldest brother's home. Glass pieces were everywhere, and my brother was hospitalized with burns to his face and hands. My wife and son visited him in the hospital and came back telling me that his injuries were serious. While still holding a grudge against him, I remarked, "He was so arrogant that he said something he shouldn't have and has received retribution." The next day, as soon as I did the second set of the exercises, I felt stiffness throughout my body and could not stand still. I immediately asked Master for help, and everything returned to normal in an instant. I knelt down and thanked Master for saving my life, and I started to look inward. On the surface, my brother suffered retribution because of his disrespectful remarks about Master, but it was because he did not understand the truth. I, a Dafa practitioner, had failed to clarify the truth thoroughly to him. In fact, he was pitiful because he had been deceived so deeply by the CCP and thus refused to listen to the truth. Instead of feeling compassion, I resented him, which was the problem. I decided to let go of my resentment and sent righteous thoughts toward him to eliminate the evil, dark minions and rotten demons, as well as the communist evil specter's poisonous influence, so that his knowing side could awaken and remember that Falun Dafa is good and truthfulness, compassion, forbearance is good. I hope he will understand the truth soon and have a bright future. Part 2. Believe in Master Steadfastly. I was physically interfered with last July and was confused. I had a vision when I was sending righteous thoughts one day. A snow-white hand was putting an MP3 player in my hand. As soon as I took it, the player grew bigger. I realized Master was enlightening me that I should extend the duration of exercises and sending righteous thoughts. I increased the time I spent doing the exercises and doubled the time and frequency for sending righteous thoughts from 4 times to 8 times a day, and for a half an hour each time. The interference significantly reduced. My wife had a runny nose one day, and I had the same symptom the next day. She thought she had passed the germs to me, but I said, "I'm a Dafa practitioner and carry energy. What could petty germs do to me?" A practitioner happened to come to my home that day, and we together studied 5 lectures in 2 days. At night, I kept going to the toilet to urinate more than a dozen times, which surprised me. I rarely drink water. How could it happen? Something that I never took seriously in the past suddenly occurred to me. My legs had been swollen for years to the point that a dent would appear when I pressed it. After running back and forth to the toilet all night, Master helped me discharge the bad stuff. I checked my legs in the morning. The swelling was gone, and my nose had stopped running as well. I thank Master for holding my hand and always protecting me on my cultivation path. From the moment I started cultivation, I made a wish that I would practice Falun Dafa to the end, and I stand by it.
The following is an experience sharing article entitled My Reflections After an Elderly Practitioner Regains Her Sight by a Falun Dafa practitioner in China. The article was published on the Minghui website on February 21, 2024. An elderly practitioner in our FAR study group began turning blind 5 years ago. She did the exercises and listened to the recordings of master's lectures every day. She did the housework as usual, and she would not get hurt or burned when she cut vegetables or cooked. She said Master was looking after her, and it was impossible to repay Master's grace. When we recited the Fa one day, she said she could see my face. She was excited and grateful to the practitioners for their selfless help, and thanked Master for bearing so much karma for her. I was happy for her and thankful for everything Master did for us. The only way we can repay him is by fulfilling our historic mission through genuine cultivation and eliminating our attachments. However, I thought I had helped this practitioner a lot and played an important role in her improvement because I had downloaded the articles from the Minghui website for her, sent righteous thoughts, shared cultivation experiences, and studied the Fa with her. I was happy that I had helped her a lot, but I immediately realized that I was taking all the credit. After I got home, I thought about why I had this attachment of wanting to take the credit. Everything is arranged and protected by Master. It's due to Master's grace and the power of Dafa that her eyesight was restored. When I took credit for helping her, wasn't I disrespecting Master and the Fa? Wasn't I seeking recognition from other practitioners? This is not true cultivation. Master said in Stay Away from Peril, quote, "The creditors of the karmic debts you've owed lifetime after lifetime, and even the victims of your massive karmic debts, insist that you pay. So what can be done?" Unquote. I said, "Master, I'm so ashamed. I'm sorry. I must get rid of these bad notions, study the Fa well, get rid of my human attachments, do the three things well, and return to our true home with you." A practitioner was photographed by police when she clarified the truth to people. When four police officers came to her home, she clarified the truth to them, gave them amulets and a calendar, and offered to help them quit the Chinese Communist Party, CCP. After they left, she came to our FAR study group that is also our materials production site and asked us to send righteous thoughts for her. I suggested she stay home, study the FAR, send righteous thoughts, and look inward. I suggested that she should not have come to the materials production site and group FAR study site because she may have led the police to us. After hearing my words, she left. I disagreed with her behavior. I felt what I said was based on the Fa, and I was thinking about safety. But I knew that I was not compassionate and did not care about her feelings. I looked inward and found that I had fear, resentment, and complaints, and I had looked down on other practitioners. Isn't practitioners' behavior a mirror that reflects my attachments? I have no reason to look down on her. I should examine myself instead. We are all covered with karma, but Master saved all of us. No one is better than anyone else. Why was I jealous of a practitioner who has righteous thoughts? I also have various attachments, such as being unforgiving, showing off, fear, and arguing. These are all reflections of my selfishness, and these attachments must be eliminated. I understood what happened was a good thing that Master used to help me see that I needed to improve my xinxing. I behaved like an ordinary person rather than a cultivator, as I had looked outward and judged others with my attachments and notions. From now on, I must follow Master's requirements, treat other practitioners with compassion, cultivate myself and my speech, and do the three things well.
The following is an experience sharing article entitled, My Mother-in-Law Helps Point Out My Resentment, by a Falun Dafa practitioner outside of China. The article was published on the Mingwei website on February 16, 2024. Two things that happened recently helped me realize the seriousness of cultivation. At the beginning of 2023, my mother had a serious illness. Because she was weak and could not stand or walk, she stayed at my house for 2 months, and I took care of her. As soon as my mother was able to walk, she asked to go home. Although she was still very weak, she insisted I take her home. I later heard my mother-in-law was not nice to my mother while she stayed with us and always spoke harshly to her. Because of this, my resentment toward my mother-in-law surfaced again. I stopped talking to her. When she spoke to me, I answered her briefly. Everything she did was offensive to me. I thought about how she hadn't given me a penny before I married and how she took things from public places like spoons and towels. She said I was stupid when I bought fruit and vegetables because I did not pick out the large or attractive ones. I did not yet practice, but I always looked down on this kind of behavior. I gradually did not want to go out with her. I felt her behavior was crude and embarrassing. I sometimes told her it's wrong to steal, but she kept doing it. When I threw away the things she took, she was upset. I asked my husband to tell his mother not to do these things, but my husband, who wasn't practicing either, then said it was fine as long as she was happy. When he later began to practice and knew it was wrong to steal from others, he stopped her. When I read the Fa, I couldn't stop thinking about these incidences from the past, and it seriously affected my cultivation. Master said in Lecture 3 of Zhuan Falun, quote, no one knows what kind of Qigong some people practice. While practicing and swaying the body, one mutters, oh, my daughter-in-law doesn't respect me. My mother-in-law is so terrible. Some people even comment on everything from their workplace to state affairs. There is nothing that they will not talk about, and they will be quite upset if something does not agree with their way of thinking, unquote. One night, during dinner, I just finished silently complaining about my mother-in-law when I suddenly bit my tongue. It kept bleeding, and it was very painful. I realized that I was wrong. When I looked in the mirror the next day, I couldn't find the wound. It was amazing. I thanked Master for his compassionate hint. I realized that I needed to give up all my attachments, especially my resentment towards my mother-in-law. The root of it was jealousy. Why was she so bitter towards my mother? My husband's mother lived with us for 24 years. So why couldn't she let my mother stay for 2 months? Why did she have to live with us and not her other two sons, my husband's brothers? I knew I had to eliminate these filthy attachments, otherwise I would be no different from ordinary people. Part 1. Practicing Tolerance. The second incident took place last month. When I came home from work, I opened the refrigerator and it was a mess, and the sink was filled with unwashed dishes. When I went to the bathroom, the puppy had urinated on the floor and it stank. My mother-in-law was watching TV in the living room, and my husband was on his cell phone. I was upset and angry with them. I forgot I was a practitioner. That night, I was gluing some hooks in the closet when I suddenly realized that my little finger and the ring finger of my right hand were glued together. I quickly rinsed my hand with water, and the two fingers separated, but they were covered with glue. I immediately apologized to Master. I was wrong again. I really want to pass this test. The glue on my little finger and ring finger became very hard. I didn't care and took it as a lesson to remind myself that I must pass this test. When I washed my hands the next afternoon, I was surprised to find the glue completely disappeared. What exactly did Master want me to understand? I realized it was tolerance. I failed to be tolerant. Part 2. Master helped me remove my attachments. I was determined to pass this test, and I studied the Fa seriously. I overcame my laziness and read one lecture in Zhuan Falun each day. I began going to the local Fa study group to read with other practitioners, and compassionate Master helped me eliminate these corrupt things. Now, I treat my mother-in-law with compassion and feel sorry for her. I also no longer complain when I do the housework. Whenever a wrong thought comes, I immediately say, "I don't recognize you. You are an arrangement of the old forces. I only follow the path Master wants me to follow." As for my husband, I also treat him nicely without complaining or getting angry. One night, while I was reading the Fa, my husband wanted to talk to me. In the past, I would have been impatient because he always discussed the politics in his company. This time, I asked him to help me find the location of some acupuncture points mentioned in Zhuan Falun. After he found them on the internet, he explained the functions of these acupuncture points. I would have been very impatient in the past and said, "Just tell me where they are. What's the point of telling me so much?" This time, I quietly listened.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.